Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. Sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. And I do believe a hint of spring in the air. I've seen some bulbs popping up, and that means it's around the corner. And it makes us feel good. Of course, you know how I am. I love all of the seasons. Carbondale and the Roaring Fork Valley in Colorado are home. Home to many of us. And to those many of us, we talk about seniors and senior programs. And of course, Senior Matters is all about seniors. We're here to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. We're right here in downtown Carbondale at 3rd Street Center in Room 33. And some of our programs that we provide for our community of seniors are Tai Chi, art classes, music, computer and smartphones. We used to call them cell phones, but now they're smartphones. And I got a new one and it's driving me crazy because I don't really have enough patience to deal with all the things that it does for us. But we do have some great people that know how to teach us how that operation works. Besides having a great center here in downtown Carbondale for seniors, we have a community of agencies that provide an incredible amount of resources, whether they're educational, their programs, their activities, services, or whatever. And I am very fortunate today to have two representatives to speak to you and to me about the services that they provide. Number one guest, Judy Martin, Senior Programs Manager, Garfield County Department of Human Services, and Kimberly Gent, Executive Director of Alpine Legal Services. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Judy's been here before.
I have.
Kimberly, first time.
First time on Senior Matters.
There you go. But not first time talking to us about what you provide for us. So, my dear Judy, since I introduced you first, tell us what's happening with senior programs here in the Roaring Fork Valley and Garfield County specifically.
Well, what happens next week? St. Patrick's Day. At all of our meal sites, all seven throughout the county, we will be having the lovely corned beef and cabbage. So if you're interested, that will happen in Carbondale at Crystal Meadows Senior Housing on Wednesday at noon. If you have not made a reservation for the meal sites in the past, call me at, I'm going to give you my cell phone, 456-2295, and I will register you. We need to have the reservations by noon the day before. I think the other thing, I was talking with Patty Daniels, who runs High Country RSVP, and it's tax season, so that we've got a lot of seniors who need to have their taxes done. And I'm not sure people are aware that if your household income is less than $50,000 a year, High Country RSVP can file your federal income tax for you at no charge.
You know, and just to interrupt, as I always do at times, that program is such a benefit to our senior community. It's paperwork and processing, and we have provided that service for our seniors in our community every year since, well, I guess about 4 years now.
Exactly. You know. And so that you can call them to schedule an appointment. And right now they're doing taxes in Glenwood Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, at the Colorado Mountain College Glenwood Center. And the phone number for taxes to schedule that appointment is 945-1596. And what you'll do is leave a message of what community you're in and your name and phone number, and they will call you back to schedule that appointment for you.
Perfect. A couple of things, too, I think is important. The food provider for Crystal Meadows, mm-hmm. the foods are prepared and provided by whom?
We have a contract with Valley View Hospital. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, they make amazing salads. I think their best things are their fresh fruits for desserts and beautiful salads and just presentation of the meals.
Yeah.
Really, really well. I was at Carbondale last Wednesday for the Chicken Fried Steak Fest, and we had over 30 people come for chicken fried steak and had a great time.
Yeah, well, this is a whole different. This is something, the corned beef and cabbage, mm-hmm. we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. My goodness, there's a little bit of Irish in all of us. And of course, I'm looking at Judy, and Judy looks totally Irish.
Well, I'm going to tell you on my mother's side, 100%, honey. they came over from Ireland, so yes, they were the Murrays. And they married the Burnings, so yes, it's kind of like, yes. Yeah. On my mother's side, yes, and on the other side, I'm a little Heinz 57. Dad has all kinds of different things in his family.
I claimed that long time ago, so I'm going to pull seniority on you. I'm a Heinz 57. How many out there are Heinz 57s? That's what we're all about. We're a community of people from all over. Proud to be that way. So you mentioned the meals mm-hmm. at Crystal Meadows. How many meals does...
About 22,000 meals a year.
I saw a lot of cooking. Valley View.
Yeah, well, Valley View does the meals for our two sites in Glenwood and the one in Carbondale. Okay. And then the Rifle Senior Center prepares the meals for Newcastle, Silt, Rifle, and Parachute.
And they got good cooks over there. I have had some fabulous meals there.
They really do. And speaking of them, they are hosting our volunteer banquet on April 22nd. And one of the things that we are asking for from the Garfield County Council on Aging is they would like folks to nominate Senior of the Year and Friend of the Senior. And I know that Diane has been nominated before.
Thank you, Katie and Kay. What an honor last year to be there for you.
It's just a great event. And so that those nominations are due by the 20th of this month. And once again, you can contact me by either calling the cell phone or by web. If you go into garfield-county.com, and on the very first page, it'll say seniors up in the top. If you hit on seniors, it'll go into the senior program's webpage, and the nomination form is on there.
And briefly, when we talk about Senior of the Year, who are the people that...
I'm going to tell you that it's people who volunteer for, sometimes at my meal sites. Sometimes we've had folks who do a lot for the community. We've had folks who volunteer at five or six different agencies and give their time on a weekly basis to those. In regard to a friend of the senior, it can still be a senior, but oftentimes it's a younger person or a couple or an agency that really has kind of gone above and beyond to serve the seniors better in their community. And
oh, I love that. I started to say something. She stopped right away. I can't believe it. And Luke's laughing at me.
I can see you.
I know. You know, one of the incredible things about this is that, as Judy said, volunteering. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is volunteer. So seniors, if you're sitting out there and you're bored, and also remember this one too, you don't have to be a senior.
No, to volunteer, you really don't.
Yeah.
And High Country RSVP, the reason I utilize them a lot is because they have this lovely insurance plan on their volunteers. So if something happens to the volunteer, like they get, you know, if somebody falls or slips or something, their insurance company pays for the injuries. I'm going to tell you that I know that that has happened with some of my volunteers. We use over 200 volunteers in senior programs because at the 7 meal sites, I don't have enough staff to be there every day. So, and most meal sites take anywhere from 6 to 9 volunteers to actually clean up, set up, serve the meal, clean up.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
And we women are good ones at knowing what that's okay. about. Okay. Another thing that's really important in the senior program calendar is your up-and-coming Valley View Hospital Health Fair.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. I'm going to tell you, I spent Saturday down at Grand River Hospital, had their first one at Battlement Mesa, and I was there Saturday. The one in Carbondale at Roaring Fork High School takes place on April 1st. Debbie Sutherland and my staff is going to be there. Please come to the health fair and stop by and say hello. Otherwise, it's 3 hours. And we do better talking to people than just standing there.
I know. And it's so good. So let me hear that again. April 1st.
April 1st from 7 until 10 at the high school. If you want to have the blood draw done, there are fees for that, and they offer different kind of services. And Valley View Hospital on their webpage can kind of give you the information of what tests they will have available. But there's also community resources. And it's your chance to kind of, they have a doctor available to kind of talk with you about results from blood tests or to kind of help with, you know, I just got this new diagnosis. How do I deal with this? I can have my eyes checked. I'm going to tell you that they check. I have my skin checked every year because I like to grow moles the older I get. God knows why. But it's one of those things that I have now. And so that it's one of those great events to kind of meet your neighbors.
Yes.
And have conversations with folks about services that are rendered in your local community.
Wonderful.
Speaking of that, I'm going to bring Kim in on this one because we just came from a meeting and we're kind of really excited.
And that's what I was going to ask Kim to tell us about.
So Kim, why don't you tell us what meeting we
just came from? Yeah, thank you, Kim.
Well, thank you. Judy and I, along with other people throughout the valley, both in Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties, are working to arrange our first Senior Law Day. And right now it's tentatively, or it will be October 9th, and it will be held at the El Jebel Community Center pretty much all day, pretty much from 8 to 4. And there'll be all sorts of speakers there talking about different senior or legal issues that seniors might be interested or their caretakers would be interested.
Ooh, that's an important area of, so you said, seniors and caretakers, their legal advice, how kind of go, can you go a little further in that, please?
Sure. And I'm in charge. I have the lucky task of developing the topics and the speakers. Okay. So some of the topics that we're looking at and we'll have presenters there are looking at estate planning, the basics and beyond, grandparents' rights, and that's an area that we are seeing more and more require and request for at Alpine Legal Services. Specifically at Alpine, we're getting more grandparents who are coming in asking to help attain custody or visitation of their children. And what we see is oftentimes these requests come in when the parent is either involved with drugs or has mental health issues, and the grandparent needs to step in order to help protect the child.
Okay.
So that's one of the other topics. Protecting yourself from scams and exploitations. That's another area that we at Alpine Legal Services get a lot of requests from in terms of seniors who have been approached by different agencies or organizations where they're trying to sell the senior services and they don't follow through in terms of providing the services that they promised. We hope to have a speaker there who will help seniors sort of learn to detect how to deal with those situations that they may become involved in, and also how to help avoid being a victim of those scams.
That is such an important area to address. Let me say it in this direction. I do home health care. I answer phones. And I listen. And I will all of a sudden start hearing some dialogue or some exchange about, I just want to let you know your credit cards are safe, but that's a line I threw out, but there you go. That starts the beginning of an innocent senior who is befuddled with all the stuff in their lives at some times anyway. Are you hearing any new ones that are up?
Well, the one that we hear that has been around for a while are calls from the IRS. And seniors should be aware that the IRS do not make phone calls. They would only contact you by writing. So that's a good one to remember. But I have received those calls myself. And frankly, you know, it's intimidating to get those calls. So it's not just seniors. It's all of us have to sort of be aware and be leery of phone calls of people who are asking for some personal information.
I think that's the big bottom line. Phone calls asking for personal information. Do not give out your Social Security number. Do not, you know, just say thank you, no, thank you for calling me, and hang up.
The other one that I just heard the other day at a meal site was, I have a recent widow who signed up with a dating service and has been matched with a couple of people, and they were requesting money so that they could fly from another country to come visit them. And then when the first senior gave them money, and then lo and behold, the person did not get on the flight but said, oh, I need more money in order to come. Mm-hmm. And then their kids called me, and I said, the problem is when you sign up for the free websites for dating services, what happens once you get matched with somebody is up to that person. But and it's really hard when somebody has lost a spouse after 30 to 50 years. They're just hunting for love, honey. And they don't know the new rules. So I always tell folks, before you go to the bank and send any kind of money or give a credit card, you should just say, can I have overnight to think about it? And then really think about, is this something that I really want to spend my money on? And what am I getting for my dollars?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times they just want your money. They don't want you. And that's hard for somebody to hear.
You know, on that scam issue also, I did see something on TV, two women both had sent thousands upon thousands where they got the money. One woman put a mortgage on her house. And these are senior women in their 70s.
I know.
And this scammer hit both of them. And somehow or other, one of them started thinking about it. And then she started to follow up. And the big connection was made, and he was busted, thank goodness. But there are many of them. Both male and female, this is not a gender-implied issue. This is just scams, period.
Well, and the other thing is, if you get those kind of phone calls where somebody's asking for money and something doesn't seem right, it's also really okay to call your local law enforcement and tell them, because then they're going to know that it's happening in our local communities. Mm-hmm. And I know that I have had either the sheriff's office or local law enforcement come to our meal sites to just say, listen, we're getting a lot of calls on this. Just want to let you know that this is happening.
And you just said something. I'm going to roll off the scams to the local meal site program. Mm-hmm. Local meal sites. Mm-hmm. Programs.
We do. If somebody wants to do a program, they just need to call myself or one of my staff, and then we put it on the calendar. We ask them if they just want to do one meal site or if they'd like to come to all seven. Mm-hmm. Some people do, some don't. Mm-hmm. There's also, like, Senior Matters has a senior center. Mm-hmm. And then we have senior centers also in Rifle and in Parachute. So oftentimes I can take it outside of my lunch and have it done at a center so that they can have more time to speak. Because to be honest with you, at lunches, my seniors have about 10 minutes of attention span because they want to have their conversations and eat the meal.
I hear that one. Just for you out there, you're listening to KDNK 88.1, serving the Roaring Fork Valley, and listening to Senior Matters and Judy Martin from Garfield County Senior Programs, and Kimberly, my goodness, I just lost.
Jen,
thank you very much. Executive Director of Alpine Legal Services. Kimberly, the workshop that you attended and the direction that you want to go with this program and presentation about what those legal issues seniors are addressing, what else can you tell us about some of the services that you provide for our community?
Well, at Alpine Legal Services, we work to ensure fairness and access to the justice system for everyone, regardless of how much money you make. So we have sort of three target areas, one of which are seniors. So like I said, seniors are free to contact our office and schedule an appointment. We provide general legal services for civil issues, not criminal issues. So if a senior has, and a senior is anyone who is over the age of 60, has a civil legal issue, they can call our office at 970-945-8858 and schedule an appointment to meet with an attorney to sort of get some direction and find out whether or not they have a valid case or whether or not one of our attorneys or if we can find an attorney who can help you more directly hands-on with a civil legal matter.
Alpine Legal Services, we just don't have one of you in the Valley. You are located where?
We have offices in Pitkin County and Aspen, and then we have an office in Glenwood Springs. We've also have intake hours in Rifle and as well as Parachute and Silt. We've expanded so that people down in Western Garfield County have access to an attorney via a Skype-like setting, and that happens once a month. We also provide a Thursday night bar, both up in Pitkin County. Where?
What are you serving? Subpoenas?
Quality legal advice. No. Well, where we have volunteer attorneys who volunteer their time at the second Thursday of the month that's coming up. And anyone, regardless of their income or age, can go and speak with an attorney and get some direction in terms of how they should handle a civil legal matter. On the third Thursday of the month, we have the same program down in at the Glenwood Springs office in the courthouse in Glenwood, and that starts at 5 o'clock. We also have a Thursday night how to do your own divorce class for anyone who's interested in getting a general overview and a start on doing a divorce proceedings.
Okay, wonderful. So what I'm hearing, not just from you, and what I'm learning after 10 years in this incredible community, is that there is such an incredible outreach of services for our seniors and for our general population. And it may be that because I'm so involved more in this community, and because of my job description as a member of Senior Matters, which means nothing. I am a beautiful, wonderful, love having to volunteer for Senior Matters. There's a lot going on for us. So it just makes me feel good for us.
We're very lucky.
We are very lucky. And we're lucky because we have KDNK with programs like this.
Exactly.
Public service programs. And I'm not going to do this, but yes, I am. I am a member of KDNK, and I am a sustainable member. And I, $10 a month is all I pay. And it is the best $10 a month I have ever spent in my whole life. I get entertained on every end and every direction of KDNK. So that was my word. I hope you heard me. Pick up the phone, 963-0139. Bodie's there. Luke is here. Amy's here. Gavin's here. We're all listening for your call. Thank you for that little time off. Senior Matters appreciates you, Judy Martin. You've been around for us providing our balanced classes, providing other programs for us. Welcome aboard, Alpine. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure to have you here, especially with it coming so soon. So, to all of you out there, remember, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve, and the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to stand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, and live it up, and dance. I'm Diane Johnson for Senior Matters. Thank you for joining us today. Luke, thank you for being at my side, man. You're always there for me.